We're going to talk with Michael Houlihan. This whole issue of people bullying one another seems to be getting a little bit out of hand, or maybe we're just learning more about it. So let's see what we can learn from Michael about that. Michael, we appreciate you being with us this morning. We need to tell folks you're the author of the best-selling book, The Barefoot Spirit. Tell us a little bit about that and bullying and so on.
John, it's nice to be on your show again. The Barefoot Spirit is really about how positive company culture built the leading brand in the United States, Barefoot Wine. And since we wrote that book, we've been asked to work for various different companies to help them repair and improve their company culture. As far as bullying is concerned, this has gotten into the limelight, of course, because of the Miami Dolphins business. But it raises an issue, and the issue is this going on in the companies? And what we see is that in the companies that are basically running their business with an isolated and insulated attitude, in other words, boardroom is somehow divided from the actual production floor, mm-hmm. then this stuff is going on at the production floor. And it's only human nature. People behave to the lowest common denominator when they don't get the right kind of direction. And what we do is we recommend the right kind of direction to avoid this type of problem. This problem causes turnover. It causes all kinds of health problems. It causes sick leave. It reduces profitability. You lose customers. You lose relationships. So it's very counterproductive.
Mm-hmm. That would seem to be something very important to industry. Now, in the football world, from some of the reports we're hearing out of Miami and other places, it seems like the older players pretty typically do kind of haze, or I guess you could get that to the point where you'd call it bullying, some of the younger players, and that's almost considered to be an initiatory ordinance or something to bring you into the club.
Well, it's got a kind of a fraternity attitude, that's for sure. You have to remember these people went from grammar school to high school as sports stars. Mm. And then they went from high school to college and they were sports stars. And then they went from college to the professional leagues as sports stars. When did they ever stand across the counter from somebody and be concerned about whether or not they provided excellent customer service and had the teamwork behind them to make that purchase occur, to pay their salaries?
Mm.
So they never had this experience. So in the sports world, it's easy to see how this type of behavior can happen. It's also shocking that the organizations would allow this to happen for two reasons. Number one, we're living in a world where transparency is what's happening. So people can put this stuff out. They can tweet it out. You know, all of your text messages are recorded. So this type of behavior now is well documented. It isn't like all of a sudden there's more of it. It's that now we're starting to see it. So the good news for the country is we have a chance to take a look at this situation and say, is this something we really want to show our kids? Are these sports players are heroes to our kids? Is this the behavior, you know, that they should be seeing and emulating? And another question, is this going on at the office? And how is it affecting people at the office? So it's a wake-up call for the country.
Yeah, and these things can lead to some serious problems within the corporate environment, because a lot of times you'll see lawsuits filed, harassment lawsuits and things, especially when someone leaves a company. And that could cost them a lot of money.
Well, it's technically illegal, see?
Mm.
That's the thing.
Technically illegal. I love that thought.
It's got to be reported, of course.
Yes,
a lot
yes.
of people are so intimidated, they don't report it.
Mm.
But the big issue here is the companies are losing profits over this, and it behooves them, if they're responsible owners, if they're responsible board members, they've got to take some time and get down in the trenches with their people and find out what's going on and not just rely on the chain of command to tell them what's happening.
Yeah. You know, I was bullied as a kid. It was kind of an interesting experience for me, because when I was, like fifth, sixth, even into the seventh grade, I was kind of small. If you were to look at me right now, you'd see somebody who's about 6'4 and weighs 280 pounds. And it's mm-hmm. it's kind of hard to imagine that I was ever a tiny little kid. But there was a guy in my school who would kind of terrorize me after school. And I had some real issues with that. A couple of times, bigger kids would come along and save me. But I noticed when I became a football player in high school, I'd grown a lot. And one day in practice, I noticed this individual lining up across from me. And it was really fun to hit him. Everything totally legal, but man, I would smack him as hard as I could. It was kind of, I'm sorry, that may seem a little vindictive, but I had suffered, and so I was going to maybe pay it back, but legally, but on a football field, you can get away with it.
It's when it comes into the office situation that it becomes really counterproductive.
Mm-hmm, it does.
That's what we focus on.
But I know bullying can take place at all ages. Oh, we appreciate you being with us this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Always fun to be here.
Yeah, we wish you the best. Thanks again. You bet.